And hello, everybody, and welcome to Talking Baseball on this very, very special Saturday at the ballpark today. It's Cubs and Giants today in Game 3 of this four-game series, but more important, it is the retirement of number 22 today, and that is the number of the great Will Clark. So we've got a full show ahead, and we're going to have the entire program for you right here on KNBR. Before we do that, let's take a look at last night. The Cubs beat the Giants 4-2, a very tight game last night till the Cubs broke it open in the ninth inning. But the story for the Giants continues, 1-8 after the break, 49-51 on the year. The Giants left 13 on base last night. They had 16 runners on, as John and everyone said on the wrap last night. Cubs win it 4-2. Alex Cobb, a tremendous game for him, maybe the one of the best he's pitched in years. Six innings, three hits. A run, just a home run by Patrick Wisdom from St. Mary's, who's making a career out of beating the Giants. One walk and 11 strikeouts for him. 90 pitches for him in the six innings. For Marcus Stroman, he was on the long end of this one. Six innings, eight hits, no runs, a walk and three strikeouts. He pitched an excellent game last night. The Giants had chances all over the place. They just could not connect. 3-for-11 with runners in scoring position. The Cubs were 2-for-10, and they broke it open in that ninth inning. For the Giants now, they're 27-23 at home. They're 9-17 in July with two more games to go, so it's not going to be a good month of July. The homestand, they're 1-1. Against the Cubs, obviously 1-1 with five more games to play. National League Central, 12-11. The starters in July are 5-9. They deserve better. Cobb is another one who pitched a great game last night. In the wild card standings, let's forget about the Dodgers for a second. St. Louis and Philly are tied now for that third spot. The Giants are 4 back, and Miami is 6 back. So that is what happened last night. I always say when you bring a closer into a non-closing situation, it turns into a closing situation. And it did for the Giants last night with Duvall. He could not get out of that ninth inning before three runs scored. And then, of course, Robertson in the bottom of the ninth inning had a four-run lead. And before you knew it, Flores hit number 15 with a runner on base, and it made the score 4-2. Belt got on, and then the ground out by Yastrzemski and the strikeout by Estrada, and that ended the game for the Giants last night. It's now time for Perry's Preview, sponsored by Perry's Restaurant. Perry's an institution since 1969, known for good food, good drinks, and good people. Union Street, the Embarcadero, Larkspur, and now open in Novato. Well, this is game 101 for the Giants. It's game 3 between the Giants and the Cubs. And for the Cubs today, they turn to a left-hander, and he's a familiar name here in the Bay Area. The Giants had him. He is Drew Smyly, 33 years old, 6'2", 218, a left-hander. 3-5 this year with a 393 earned run average, and the whip is 1.27. Not bad. 230th major league game, his 147th start. So like Jacob Junis, who we'll talk about in a minute, kind of a swing guy in Major League Baseball. 49-44 a lifetime. In July, the best news about Smyly, 12 innings pitched, only one homer given up. This is a contrast to 12 games that he's been in this year. 55 innings, not five a game, 58 hits, but in those 55 innings, 9 home runs, 8 solo shots, 12 walks, and 43 strikeouts. Batting average against lefties are .237 with a homer. Righties are .273, but 8 home runs, so get ready for that right-handed lineup. 10-for-28, the first pitch with a homer. Runners in scoring position, 10-for-45. Runners in scoring position, 2 out. You can get to him, 7-for-22. 6 stolen bases, no caught stealing. That may be a factor of the Cubs catching as well. First time through, 196. Second time through, 319. So you get to see his stuff with 5 big home runs. Third time, 323 with a couple of home runs. That is Drew Smyly. Listella's seen him, 2-for-4. Slater, 1-for-6. And Yaz, 1-for-4. The other side of the coin for the Giants today, it's Jacob Junis. And when you look at a season, you say, wow, how did all these things happen? Good things happen. Jacob Junis is one of those stories. 29 years old, he's 6'2", 225. Came over in spring training from Kansas City, and who knew what the Giants were getting at that point. 4-2 this year, .298 earned run average. He's been hurt. The whip, though, is 1.01. At home, he's had a little more trouble, a .403 earned run average at Oracle. Now, he's been in 11 games with 9 starts, 54 innings, 44 hits, 18 runs given up, so it's about a 3 earned run average, 7 home runs, not bad, 11 walks and 44 strikeouts, very good. But there are some numbers that are going to stand out for Jacob Junis. Lefty's .237 with 5 homers. Righty, boy, that wipeout slider, .202 with 2 home runs. This is his 117th Major League game, his 98th start. Like Smiley, a swing man in Major League Baseball. Like Smiley also, first pitch, 10-for-27 with 3 home runs. All right, here's where he stands out. And he gets in trouble every once in a while. Runners in scoring position, how about this? Maybe the best I've seen all year. 3-for-31. Wow, .097. Runners in scoring position, 2 out. 0-for-13. No batting average right there. That is outstanding work. First time through, .217. Second time through, .193. Third time through, they like to get him out, .296 at that point. Contreras, 1-for-2. Gomes, 3-for-14. And Happ, 0-for-2. And Wisdom, the local kid, 1-for-2. Other games in Major League Baseball today, Milwaukee and Boston. The Mets in Miami, that's a good one. The Orioles in Cincinnati, St. Louis in Washington, Minnesota in San Diego, the Phillies in Pittsburgh, Arizona at Atlanta, and the Dodgers in Colorado. So a lot to look forward to in the scoreboard today. More coming up. Evan Weback joins us. He covers the Giants for the Merc. Coming up next, right here on the Sports Leader.